Hello and welcome to the playlist, Music with Mrs. LC podcast. I'm Jen Lennox-Kidioni, and today's episode is called Sweet Emotion. I'll be sitting down with two of my students, Marissa and Taylor, to discuss how they connect to music on an emotional level. Welcome to our episode about musical expression of feelings. I have two guests with me today, Marissa and Taylor, who have been coming down to my room and working on their ukulele playing, which I think is so cool. And they both love music. And we've had some really good conversations just on our own about why we like certain music and why we connect with certain music. So I'm just going to ask them a couple questions and we'll just sort of talk about that today because I think it's relatable to everybody. So here's my question. I'm going to start with Marissa because we just talked about this a few minutes ago. What is it about certain music that you connect to? If you're listening, like, what is it?
So, like, different types of music, like, their lyrics. Like, the lyrics get to me. So, like, the Pacific songs and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So, like, let's say I was listening to a sad song and, like, the lyrics are going to get to me and I'm going to cry. Like, there's happy, like, the song Happy by Pharrell.
Right.
It makes me feel happy. That's what the song is about.
So for you, it's lyrics that mm-hmm. is the thing that most connects you to
yeah,
a song.
And then like some songs, like it connects with my past and like, it's like what.
Something you've gone through at some point.
Yes.
Even if it's not the exact situation, it's just, there's something about that song.
It's similar.
That brings you to that place of thinking about
right,
that,
yes.
Which I think is really common for a lot of people. They might not be able to articulate it like you did, but that's a really common thing. Mm-hmm. What about you, Taylor? Do you feel the same way, or is there something different about music for you that you like?
The lyrics do hit me the same way they do hit a lot of people, mm-hmm. but the thing is, like, it can also be like a certain beat. Like if it's a slow, steady, but kind of like soft beat, it's probably what I'm listening to when I'm calm and happy. But when I'm sad, it's probably like a little smooth, but like mm-hmm. slow and like soft.
Right.
But like not like loud.
I think there is something to that beat. Sometimes if a song starts and it has that beat that drops, it's like you're in it. You don't even care what they're saying yet. You just feel something, you know? So that's a really good point. I appreciate that. And we've talked a little bit. I've written some songs in my day. It's been a while, but both of you have talked about just, you know, sitting down in your room and writing something out. What is your inspiration when you're writing a song? Is it always the same, or does it change depending on the situation? Marissa, we'll start with you. When you're writing.
When I write a song, it's probably because, like, either I'm upset or I'm happy, because mm-hmm. my emotions go into the song.
Right.
Like, so you're technically going to see, like, if I'm sad, like, you're going to hear sad lyrics. And when I'm
right.
happy and excited, you're going to hear, like, upbeat, like, really excited lyrics.
So it's a reflection
like
of what, in the
what's
moment,
happening.
You're
yeah.
feeling. And that's what you're putting down on
mm-hmm.
on paper. What about you, Taylor? When you write, what is it?
I use my lyrics to express my feelings.
Mm-hmm.
So if I were to write a song, it'd be when I have a certain emotion that mm-hmm. I need to get out of my system. And music is the number one option I would think of if I were to ever write a song about my emotions, because it's something I can share out there to people, or I can keep in. But I keep a lot of my songs in because of, like, judgment and stuff.
Sure. And that was the next thing I was going to say about it. It's really hard to share creative things, and I think it's because there's emotion connected. And people that say there's no emotion connected to music, well, if there was no emotion, you could share it just fine, because there's mm-hmm. nothing about you that you're sharing. It's just a thing that you're sharing.
Mm-hmm.
But when it's you, it's your feelings, it's your experiences, and you're putting it out there, there is that fear of what are people going to think? What if they say something negative? Because it's about you and it's personal, you know? And I think that's a really important thing. And I know that even the best, most wealthy celebrities that do this for a living always share their music out with an inner circle first. Like, before we ever hear that final draft on Spotify or on YouTube, that song has been shared with a small group of people that are trusted, that will give good feedback. And that, I think, is the thing that you should, if you ever decide to share, that's what you should do. Find people that have your back, that aren't going to be critical just for the sake of being critical, but that will listen and say, this is really good, but you might want to change this, or I really love this, but you might want to change this. And then when it gets out there to everybody, you can't control what everybody's going to think, but if the people that care most about you are cool with it, that has to sometimes just be okay. You know what I mean? And so I think that's an important thing. So, and if you never share it, that's also okay. It's okay. Sometimes, do you think just getting it out, period, is enough sometimes? Taylor, what do you think?
Honestly, sometimes I feel like getting it out is just to the right people. Because
mm-hmm.
sometimes there are people that might think it relates to them.
Sure.
And like sometimes I'll be like, if this relates to you, I'll totally like let you listen to it and
right.
stuff. But like the thing is, whenever like I want to share a song out, it has to be something that I've learned enough to know that I'm okay with it, and like I have to be comfortable with the lyrics, because then sometimes people like can relate
mm-hmm.
but like they can also be, they don't even know like what's going on, and they'll
right.
just be like, oh no, you don't go through this stuff, you've never gone through
right.
this stuff.
And sometimes because it's artistic, people take their own interpretation of it, so they can interpret it a way that you didn't intend for them to interpret it, and then they're putting that back on you, which is something I think all creative people have
yeah.
to have go through at some point. But that was very wise. That was a good answer. Just, it's okay to just be comfortable with it as it is and let it go. And if you want to share, awesome. If you don't, that's fine.
It's so. Also the fact that I look up to a lot of songwriters
mm-hmm.
because once you release that one song, it's so, like, you think about it probably over and over
mm-hmm.
again, thinking of what people might think.
Right.
But then when you write a whole different song and you got like a new hit, and then
mm-hmm.
you write a whole different song and that's the new hit, people might still judge you on the song you wrote about that one time, because that's sticking to your emotions.
Right. And people tend to be very critical
yeah.
of people that put their stuff out there for the world to see. And it does take a certain kind of confidence to be okay with that. So that is so good. Thank you guys for your feedback and your answers. I really appreciate that honesty and your willingness to just discuss these things. And I think a lot of people relate to music in a similar way, and it makes them feel like they're not alone. So if you have a topic you'd like to discuss or a question you'd like to ask, send me a message on Facebook or Instagram at The Playlist LC. As always, thanks for tuning in and have a great day.